请大家翻到约翰福音第十四章。
Please turn with me to the Gospel according to John chapter 14.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
John 14:27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Give I unto you.
约翰一书二章二十七节。
First John chapter 2:27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
First John chapter 2 verse 27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and so is and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him.
我想交通一下，就是我父亲的事情。
I'd like to share upon something in regard to my father.
我父亲的事情呢，是在今年三月初的时候，接到我姐的电话，说我父亲住院了。
And my father, something happened to him, and this year in March, the beginning of March, I received a phone call from my older sister, telling me that my father was hospitalized.
因为我母亲去世很早。是我父亲一个人在后面将近有十多年的时间，一个人带我们三个孩子长大的。
So my mother passed away very early when we were very young. So for a dozen or so years, my father was caring for three of his children.
因为只有我姐姐，我大姐在父亲身边。
Because only my eldest sister is living with my father.
我哥哥呢，在北京，他是做医生的。
My elder brother is a doctor, but he lives in Beijing.
当时那个我父亲的情况呢，似乎还不是很严重，只是说在直肠有一个瘤。
And it seems the situation was not that serious because they said they discovered a tumor in the colon area.
我们当时的感觉就是说，可能父亲的身体不太好了，我们是不是今年要准备回去一次？
So at the time we thought since my father was in poor health, then we should plan and go visit him this year.
后来过了一个多星期，又来电话就说，我父亲得的是血癌。
And then a week later we received another phone call saying that my father had
blood cancer.
Leukemia.
对，他是叫学名叫多发性骨髓瘤，是白血病的一种。
It's one type of one specific type of leukemia that's something wrong with the bone marrow.
当时呢，我还问了我哥，因为他当时就从北京飞回重庆了。
And so I talked to my elder brother, and he at the time was sent to Chongqing from Beijing.
因为我也查了一下有关的信息，一般来讲，这种病人呢，一般还有个两年左右到三年的那个平均来讲那个存活期。
So I looked up about this disease and usually an average a patient of this kind of disease would be able to survive for 2 or 3 years.
所以说我哥他们的意见呢，就是说也不用太着急，但是确实也要安排回去看他一次了。
And so my brother told me that you should make plans to come home and visit, but you don't need to be in such a hurry.
所以那个三月份呢，我们就开始给以撒办护照，然后准备要办签证。
And so in the month of March, we started to apply for a visa for a passport for Isaac.
到了，但是呢，到了我当时呢，要准备的是四月底回国。
At the time, we're planning to return to China the end of April.
但当时我有一件事情需要办。
But then I needed to take care of something at that time.
因为我的护照要过期了。
Because my passport expired.
因为它是在七月二号过期。
And it would expire.
六月二号过期。
Would expire on the 2nd of June.
因为看到我父亲这种情况，我想我应该事先把这个护照的那个换发，就 renew， 把它办好。如果有急事的紧急情况，可以随时回去。
So with this situation, I thought I better renew my passport so that if there's an emergency arise, I could leave right away.
所以我3月13号就去中国领事馆办护照换发。
So on March 13th, I went to the Chinese embassy and was taking care of the renewal.
他就把我的旧的护照也收走了。所以我说，正常情况下是4月9号来再来取。
And so they took my expired or old passport and told me in under normal circumstances I would be able to get my new one on the 9th of April.
然后到了第二天3月14号我就订了4月底回国的机票。
So the next day on the 13th of March I got a plane ticket to return to China the 29th of April.
然后到第二天早晨我们就收到一封电子邮件说我们的绿卡申请被批准了。
And yet the next day we received an email notice of that, to tell us that our application for green card has been approved.
当时我心里的感觉是看来神是给我开门了。
At that time I felt that God has opened a door for us.
因为以前的一些事情呢都是人在办，我没有把握是不是神真的是就说在管理这件事情。
Because in the past we deal, excuse me, we dealt with it with our own ways, and I wasn't fully assured that whether God was on our side and helping us in this.
说到绿卡的事情呢，有一件事，就说我们申请绿卡呢是属于以职业移民第二优先。
And so the reason that we applied for the green card was that on the second priority, that is to apply for immigration by employer.
对，他呢有一个排期。
And they have a period of waiting.
就美国政府呢，大概每个月的十号会公布下一个月的，就是说的排期是多少。凡是你的那个排期到了的人呢，就可以提交最后一步的申请。
And so they, every 10th of each month, the government would show everybody who is in that period of time who's able to go to the last step of the application.
我们的排期呢是2007年11月2号。
So our period was year 2007, November 2nd.
排期进展其实在过去的几年里边一直都很缓慢。
And actually, these dates were moving very, very slow in the past few years.
就说到，但是到了2006，就是说到了去年的那个时候呢，到了第二季度的时候，就突然开始加快了。
But last year, all of a sudden, the dates have moved up in a quicker speed.
而且是越来越快。
And then it got quicker and quicker.
我们到了去年，就是说。十二月份初的时候，我们就说我们排期到了，我们就提交了申请。
So at the end of December last year, that it was our turn, so we took that last step for completing the application.
所以说，在我订机票的第二天就得到这个消息，我心里还是蛮安慰的。
So the very next day after I purchased the plane tickets, I received the notice of approval, so I felt comforted.
因为有了这个。绿卡呢，回国的时候就会少很多麻烦。
Because with this green card, my return visit to China would become much simplified.
因为如果没有的话，我还要去成都去签证。
Without it, I would have to make another trip to another city to apply for another visa.
三月那是十五号的事情，结果过了几天，情况就非常的不好了。
And that happened on the 15th of March, but then in a few days' time, things have changed for the worse.
因为这种病呢，它会影响你的血液。首先攻击你的是免疫系统。
Because this kind of disease, it's in the blood, so it first started attacking, the immune system.
同时它会影响你的肾功能和心脏功能。
It will affect the kidney function, and it will affect your heart function.
而我父亲这个时候偏偏发生了严重的肺部感染。
And then at this time, my father had an infection in his lungs.
双侧肺积水10公分。
And so in both sides of his lungs, there were water sitting there for 10 cm.
呼吸非常困难。
It was very hard for him to breathe.
同时并发心肺肾功能衰竭。
And then he started to have failure in his heart and lungs and kidneys.
所以就在那几天连续出现昏迷，医生给了好几次那个病危通知。
And so those days that he had a few notice for the critical notice that he was in very critical situation.
从医学上讲，治疗肺部感染的手段就是用抗生素。
From the medical point of view, the way to treat lungs infection would be to give him lots of antibiotics.
但是抗生素呢，必须要有好的肾功能，肾不能代谢。就不能用。
But in order for the antibiotics to work, you need to have good functional kidneys. And if the kidneys are failing, then it will not be able to work.
也就是说，他这种情况基本上没有办法。
And in other words, that there is basically no way to save him at that point.
当时在监护室上班的一个值班医生告诉我姐说。
And there was a doctor who was on duty told my older sister.
我下一次再值班的时候，应该见不到你父亲了。
He said, "The next time I will be my turn to come on duty, probably I will not be able to see your father anymore."
那个时候，我哥从北京飞回重庆，昼夜在医院看守。
And so my older brother flew back to be with my father to watch him day and night.
但是到这种情况呢，就是说，我们肯定是要立刻赶回国了。不能再等了。
So under this circumstances, we felt that we must fly back to China right away. We could not wait.
但是我需要我的护照。
But I needed my passport.
没有护照是没办法回国的。
Without passport, I cannot go.
所以我三月二十号还是二十三号，应该是不是个周五的时间，我就去了领事馆。我想，如果我的护照没有办好，他把我原来的旧护照还给我，我还可以回去。
So I paid another visit to the embassy, Chinese embassy on the 20th or 23rd of March and asked them if they could not give me the new passport, maybe they could give me back my old one to use for this trip.
我去一问，没想到他说不行。
And then when I asked them, they said they could not do that.
因为旧护照和有关申请材料已经寄到纽约市去制作了。
Because the old passport has been sent to New York area to begin the process already.
那我问他现在我应该怎么办呢
？So I asked them, what should I do now?
情况紧急。
This is an emergency.
他说没有办法。
And they said there is no way.
那天很巧遇见了美娟姊妹也在那里。
And it was coincidentally our sister May Jane was there.
她给我出主意。
And she gave me an idea.
她说有些护照过期的同事啊，去申请一个临时的那个证明也可以回国。
And she said some of her friends, co-workers, that when they have expired passport, they could apply for a temporary document, then they can use that to make the trip.
我又回到窗口去问，我说我这样行不行
？Then I went back to the window and asked them if that was a workable solution.
他说不行，因为你有过期的护照还能证明你的身份，现在没法证明你的身份了。
And they said, well, if you have the expired passport with you, that can prove your identity now, but now you don't have one.
美国的 ID 他们不承认。
They do not recognize your ID card in America.
然后我下来，相当于给我出了一个主意。
And so when I went back, my wife gave me another idea.
我就回到窗口跟她说，那这样好不好？你给我出个条，我自己。直接飞到纽约市，我飞一趟，我直接去取，我自己去拿，好不好
？And I went back to the window to ask them, can you give me some letter so that I can take it with me? I'll fly to New York and go back and get my expired passport. Does that work?
他说不行，因为他人家都不认你是谁。
They said that would not work because they would not know who you are. You cannot prove who you are.
那我说这样不是有个漏洞吗？要其他人也会有这样的情况，怎么办呢
？I said, isn't this a gap in the procedure? What if some other people have the same situation? What do you do then?
他说我们没有办法。昨天有一个像你一样的情况的人来问，也是一样没有办法。
When they told me that there is no way, there is somebody in the same situation as you who came yesterday, and there is no solution.
所以我出了领事馆，当时我很生气。
So when I went out from the embassy, I was very mad.
我跟香丹讲，说像这样我都不想做中国人了。
And I said to my wife, if this is the case, I don't even want to be a Chinese.
但心里有一个声音提醒，这是出于肉体的，这是血气。
But in my heart, there's a voice that tells me,
主让你做中国人，你就是中国人。
This is from your flesh. The Lord led you to be a Chinese. You should be a Chinese.
就晚上就祷告。
That night I was praying.
但是那天祷告啊，真的是很奇怪，就觉得特别的平静。
And when I was praying, it was very unusual that I felt an extra portion of peace with me.
和平时的那种平安还不一样，就特别的沉稳和踏实那种感觉。
It was different from the usual feeling of peace. I just have the extra calmness with me.
我的脑子知道我应该向神求，就是说要这样的恩典。
In my brain, in my mind, I know that I should ask the Lord for grace.
但我心里好像似乎说，就你就根本就不用求。
But in my heart, it seems to be telling me that you don't even need to ask for it.
就是你没有那种，就是从心灵深处的那种 urge， 就是说那种催促感没有。
I did not feel any urgency in my heart at all.
所以说我跪了一会儿，我起来。
And I came up after I finished praying, kneeling down.
那我再跪下再祷告，还是那种感觉。
And then I knelt down to pray again, and I still have the same feeling.
因为我一直有一个心愿，就是在我父亲临终之前，再给他传一次福音。
Because I have had this desire in my heart that before my father dies, I will have a chance to share gospel with him again.
让他有永远的盼望。
And so that he will have the eternal hope.
我深信主是知道我的这个心愿的。
I deeply believe the Lord knows my desire.
那个时候我姐给我打电话，我就把我这种感觉给她讲。
And then my older sister called me and I told her my feeling.
她说，她的意思说，如果你赶紧无论如何把护照的事情办好，要不然很可能你见不到父亲了。
And she was telling me that you should somehow get your problem of passport solved, and otherwise you might not be able to see your dad and for the last time.
我跟她讲，我说姐啊。
I told her, sister.
你弟弟是有神的人。
Your brother, your younger brother, is a man with God.
我深信，如果没有极其特殊的原因，他一定会让我见我的父亲一面。
I deeply believe that if there's no specific reasons that he will let me see my dad.
他说那行了，我们看吧。
And she said, okay, let's see about that.
因为我姐也还没有信。
Because my sister is not a believer yet.
我说如果这次真的是神让我见到我父亲了，你信吗？
So I asked her if this time God really let me see dad before he dies, will you believe in God?
她不说话。
She would not say anything.
接着那几天，人的状态就是很奇怪的一种状态。
And in the following days, he was in a very strange situation.
就脑子里吧，就是说似乎应该有着急的事情。
I was in a strange condition in my brain, my mind. It seems that I should be worried or burdened.
心里又很就觉得很踏实。
And yet in my heart, I feel solid and calm.
似乎有急事吧，又似乎没有急事。
It seems like I should be dealing with an emergency, but then it seems that I don't have one.
其实当时心里反反复复就那一句话。
Actually, at that time in my heart, there's these words repeating.
主啊，我若不信在活人之地得见你的恩惠。
Lord, if I don't believe that I can see that I will receive your grace in the land of the living.
就早已丧胆了。
Then I would have lost my faith.
然后那个因为那个主日呢，在福音组，我们弟兄说的交通的题目就是平安。
Because that Sunday in the gospel group that we were the our brother was sharing on the theme of peace.
我就把这件事情跟大家交通，他们都知道这件事情。
And so I was sharing this with the group, and they all know about this.
当时领事馆的人告诉我说，你拿到护照的最早的可能的时间 是3月28号星期三。
And so at the time I was told by the council or by the embassy that at the earliest date I could possibly receive my new passport would be 28th of March.
说如果你运气好的话，护照可以提前做好寄回来，最早的时间就是那一天。
And they said if you're very lucky that the passport was sent back early, then you would, the earliest date would be 28th of March.
结果在那天我果然拿到了。
And yet on that day I actually got my passport.
所以我们就订了第二天的飞机票。
And so we purchased the ticket for the very next day.
因为我一年的假期一共就三周时间。
Because I have 3 weeks of vacation that year.
我就是刚好请，就是说我的行程安排就是三周。
And so I have arranged for 3 weeks.
4月19号那一天回来。
Then I will return on the 19th of April.
然后就是我是3月30号晚上半夜到了重庆。
So on the 30th of March and the midnight, I arrived in Chongqing.
3月31号那一天，我去见我父亲。
So on the 31st of March, I went and saw my dad.
当我去的时候，那医生就告诉我和我哥说，我父亲胸部的积水突然不见了。
On that day, I arrived to see my dad with my brother, and the doctor told us that the water that had been sitting in my father's lungs all of a sudden disappeared.
人的神志也恢复过来。
And his consciousness returned.
他们也不知道为什么。
And they did not know why.
他当时在那个监护室里边。
And he was in critical care.
然后里边有十几张病床，很大。
And it was a big room. There were over 10 beds there.
他带着呼吸机。
And there were breathing machines.
我当时进去见他的时候，眼泪就不停地往下流。
When I went in to see my dad, I couldn't stop shedding tears.
整个人瘦得脱形了。
He was
就是皮包骨头。
He was very, very thin. Was barely covered. The bones were barely covered with flesh and skin.
他当时刚开始没注意到，后来注意到，看见我，他也流眼泪。
At the beginning, he did not notice my presence, but later on, he saw me and he started to tear up too.
我当时心里就是一个感觉，就是心痛。
At that time, I just felt this pain in my heart.
我心里想说，父亲啊，你要是早一点信主的话。
And I thought, Dad, if you had believed in the Lord earlier,
你的主的恩惠和怜悯一定在你身上会有显明的。
You will see the grace and mercy of the Lord upon you.
我为你祷告也会少一些拦阻。
And I would be able to pray for you without so much obstacles.
所以一边流眼泪一边给他传福音。
And so with tears in my eyes, I started telling him the gospel again.
只能讲很简单的。
I could only talk in very simple words.
因为我说话声音也不能太大，他带着呼吸机，旁边还有噪音。
And because I couldn't talk very loudly, and there was the breathing machine, and there were lots of background noises.
但我管不了那么多了。
And I couldn't pay attention to those anymore.
我就讲。
And I started talking.
完了以后，我问他。
After that, I asked him.
你愿意吗？如果你愿意，你捏一下我的手。
I asked him, are you willing to accept? And if you are willing, squeeze my hand.
我父亲和他们后来告诉我，我父亲当时一直在怀疑有人要害他。
And later on, I was told by the others that my father was suspicious of people trying to harm him.
因为他不能理解他的病为什么发展会那么快。
Because he could not understand why his condition worsened so quickly.
所以他听完我讲以后，一开始他就摇头。
And so after he heard my sharing, he started shaking his head at the beginning.
过了一会儿。
After a while.
他又捏了我的手三次，非常的清楚。
He squeezed my hands 3 times very clearly.
回到家那一天，我才意识到那一天实际上是我的生日。
And after I returned home, I remember that day was actually my birthday.
因为我。当时我觉得父亲可能是接受了，但是我没有绝对的把握。
At the time, I felt that my father has accepted the Lord, but I was not fully assured.
所以过了一个星期左右，我后来又问过他一次。
So about a week later, I asked him again.
他当时状态没有以前好了。
His condition was not as good as before.
整个人没有反应。
He was not responsive.
然后到了4月14号。
And it came to the 14th of April.
晚上九点钟的时候，我父亲就去世了。
And it was 9 o'clock in the evening. My father passed away.
当时我哥在北京，因为他的假期也基本上用光了。
At the time, my older brother was in Beijing because he has used up all his vacation days.
丧事办得很简单。
The funeral was very simple.
因为我姐和我哥都是不信无神论。
Because my brother and sister were both are both atheist.
在火化的时候，我跟我姐讲。
And cremation process, I was telling my sister.
我说你看，你从我这边的角度来看，整个的时间的安排，包括护照被卡了那么几天，是不是恰到好处？
Look at it from my point of view, including the days when my passport has been stuck in New York. Isn't everything arranged very well?
如果我当时有护照，我立刻回来，现在是什么样的局面呢？
If I flew back right away, if I had my passport with me at the time, what would it be right now?
如果那样的话，我就已经回到在我父亲还没有去世的时候，因为他的病情还比较稳定。我已经回到美国了，或者正在飞机上。
If that was the case, I would have been on my way back, or I would have already gone back to the United States because my father experienced a period where his conditions was more stable.
如果是那样的话，我父亲真正去世的时刻只有你一个人。
And if that was the case when my father really passed away, then at that moment that would be only you, that's my sister.
因为那当天晚上我姐夫打麻将去了。
Because that evening, my brother-in-law went to play mahjong.
他说是。
She said yes.
然后就要安排回来的行程。
And then we started to arrange for the return trip.
我父亲是4月16号火化的。
My father was cremated on the 16th of April.
当天晚上呢，我们就要准备订到飞到北京的机票。
That evening, we would take a plane back to Beijing.
应该是18号晚上下午飞过去，然后第二天中午飞回美国。
That would have been the first leg to Beijing would have happened on the afternoon of 18th, and then on the 19th we will come back to the United States.
正在要订票的时候，香丹从大连打电话给我。
When I was making the arrangement for the flights, then my wife called me from Dalian.
她希望我从到大连去，然后从和他们和以撒和相当于从大连飞北京。
And she said she was hoping that I would fly to Dalian and then fly back to United States with her and Isaac.
因为大连离北京近，就可以19号一早直接飞到北京，在首都机场直接转到美国的航班。
Because Dalian is close to Beijing, so I could go there early and take an early flight from Dalian to Beijing and directly fly back to the United States.
我姐夫和我大哥呢都觉得这样更好。
And my brother-in-law and my older brother felt that was a better plan.
因为这样我可以在大连去待一天。
Then I would stay one day in Dalian.
然后我就说17号飞大连。
So on the 17th, I flew to Dalian.
就在18号那天下午呢，我哥从重庆飞北京。
And on the 18th afternoon, my brother flew to Beijing.
就在18号那天，我姐给我打电话。
On the 18th, my sister called me.
她说刚把我哥送到机场。
And said she just took my brother to the airport.
她说我哥很生我的气。
And she said my brother was mad with me.
其实我姐也生我的气。
Actually, my sister was also mad with me.
主要的原因是因为我父亲遗体告别的时候，我没有三鞠躬。
And the main reason was because when they were saying goodbye to the to my father's body, I did not bow 3 times.
他说那么多人都鞠躬，你作为儿子，你难道就不能坐一下吗？
And they were saying that so many people were bowing to the body, and you as a son, couldn't you have done it?
是不是你们基督徒都有这个规矩？
Is that being a Christian that give you this this rule for not being able to do it?
他说我不相信其他基督徒都像你这个样子。
And she said, I don't believe all Christians will act like you.
我就跟他讲。
I told her.
我说姐啊。
I said, sister,
整个的丧事 其实因为都是按你们的意思办的。
This whole funeral has been arranged in according to your wishes.
因为你们是大姐大哥，我听你们的。
Because you are the elder siblings that I would listen to you.
但是这件，凡是我心里过得去的，我都按你们的办了。
And all things that I can do with peace, I would follow what you have planned.
但是这件事。我心里觉得不平安不妥当，所以说我不能办。
But except for this thing that I do not have peace in doing this, so that therefore I cannot do it.
但是我们基督徒圣经上确实没有说我们不能鞠躬。
It's true that as Christians in the Bible there is no rule saying or no law saying that you cannot bow.
我也不知道有这样的规矩。
I don't know whether there is such a rule.
也没有任何人跟我讲说我葬礼的时候应该怎么办？
And nobody has told me that how I should act in such a funeral.
我只是想根据我自己心里的感觉。
I only want to do it according to how I feel in my heart.
来做这件事情。
And that's how I did it.
他后来说，其实吧，葬礼很多事情就是做给人看的。
And she said later, many things that you do in the funeral are just acts that you show others.
我们人活在世上，有的事情就是要这样做才能行。
And a lot of things that we do in the society is just acts or ceremonial matters that you perform for others to see.
他说：“我知道你们基督徒对这些事的看法不一样。”
And she said, I know that your view as Christians for this will be different.
这也应该入乡随俗啊。
But you should follow the customs.
我当时就说。
At the time I replied.
我只是想活得简单而真实。
I only want to live simply and truthfully.
如果我心里不是这样想的，没有这个平安。
If it's not what I think in my heart and that I do not have the peace.
那么就活得不真实。
Then I am not living honestly or truthfully.
后来他就没再说什么。
And so later on, she did not say anything about this anymore.
结果过了两个小时，他又打电话给我。
And then 2 hours later, she called me again.
说我哥哥飞北京的时候，因为北京那边有冰雹，首都机场关闭。
And she said that my brother was on his way to Beijing, but then because of hailing, the airport was closed.
他的飞机就只能停在石家庄。
So his flight had to be diverted to another city, 石家庄。
后来说是第二天中午12点多才到北京。
And so they actually had to be delayed another day and arriving the next day at noon to Beijing.
但我们这边呢，是因为4月19号一早从大连飞北京，就没有受这个影响。
But because I was flying from 大连 early that morning to Beijing, so I was not affected.
所以我们很顺利的4月19号回到旧金山。
So very smoothly we were able to return to San Francisco on the 19th.
我们回到旧金山，后来才知道。
After we returned to San Francisco, we realized.
在4月10号那一天公布的新的绿卡排期。
On the 10th of April, the new list of priorities has been broadcasted.
出现了大幅度的倒退。
It was gone back in the speed of approval has gone down in a great degree.
The date has gone back.
The date has gotten back. It's gotten worse.
一直倒退到。2007年8月15日
And it's gone back to the year 2007, August 15th.
如果按原来的排期的话，我们其实还没有，还没法申请。
So if according to my old date, we would not be able to make that last step of application yet.
后来5月10号公布了下个月的排期，就说今年的名额已经用完。
And the very next month, on May 10th, they broadcasted the news that saying that all the slots has been fulfilled for this year.
也就是到今年财政年度结束，不会再有新的绿卡的批准了。
So that is to say, by the fiscal year this year, there would not be any new green cards being approved.
所以父亲去世对我个人来讲，确实很伤痛的一件事情。
So my father passed away was a matter that would cause me much pain.
但整个事情真的是看见神的恩惠。
But during the whole matter, I truly see the grace of God.
所以想到这些的时候，心里又蛮有安慰的。
So when I think about that, I was comforted.
我就等到这里。
My sharing end here.
感谢主，我在过去的三个星期有机会回到中国。
I thank the Lord. In the last three weeks, I had the chance to visit China.
跟我六年前回中国，我自己的感觉是很不一样。
Compared to six years ago when I last returned to China, I feel very different this time.
我们的主每一天都是新的。
Our Lord is new every day.
我们里面有基督的生命，每一天也应当是新的。
We have the life of Christ in us, and every day should be new for us too.
所以如果过了六年，我里面的感觉跟六年前还是一样的话，我想这是不正常的。
So if after six years I feel the same as six years ago, then it would not be normal.
那这三个星期呢，主给我有一些很奇妙的一些带领。
So during these last three weeks that the Lord has gave me some very wonderful guidance.
让我实在是经历到他。也学习到很多的东西。
So I was able to experience him and to learn a lot of things.
我本来是要准备讲三个分成三个题目来讲，但是我想因为时间的缘故呢，我今天只讲第一部分。
I was going to speak about three different topics, but then because of time, I would talk only about the first one.
想请控制时间的弟兄求一个恩典。
I'd like to ask some grace for the brother who's controlling time.
好，我们读三处的圣经。
Let's read three place passages from the Bible.
第一处是在出埃及记。
First is in Exodus.
十二章。
Chapter 12.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
正满了四百三十年的那一天。耶和华的军队都从埃及地出来了。
Exodus 12:41, and it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the self same day, it came to pass that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
请大家注意这耶和华的军队啊。
It talks about the host of the Lord.
第二处是在约书亚记第五章十四节。
The second place is Joshua chapter 5:14.
约书亚记五章十四节。
Joshua 5:14.
他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。”
And he said, "Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come."
那第三处呢，是我们刚刚查过的啊，是哥罗西书第一章。
The first place is where we just study is Colossians chapter 1.
第一章十八节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 18.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
那我的回去的三个星期的行程呢，大概分成三段。
So the schedule for my visit of three weeks back in China can be divided roughly into three parts.
第一段是在韩国。
The first part in Korea.
第二段呢是在温州的瑞安。
And the second part is in Wenzhou, a city named Rui'an.
第三段呢是在重庆。
The third part would be in Chongqing.
我们大家都知道，我们在基督的身体里面是彼此做肢体。
We all know that we are members of one body in Christ.
那这一次呢，我就愿意做眼睛，做耳朵。
And this time I'd like to be the eye and the ear.
把我所看见的、所听见的，跟弟兄姊妹做一点汇报。
I'd like to give a report to brothers and sisters for what I have seen and what I have heard.
我尽可能的不加我自己的评论。
I'll do it as best as I could not to give my own interpretation of it.
好叫我经历到的呢，让没有机会去的弟兄姊妹也能够感同身受。
So that what I have experienced will allow you who have not been there to feel as if you have been there.
所以我是以日记的形式给大家读一下。
So I'd like to read to you what I have written as in a diary form.
6月18日大雨。
18th of June in 大雨。
大雨。
Oh, it was raining hard.
我乘动车第5431从上海虹桥到温州南站。
I need to see it. I took a train from Shanghai to Wenzhou.
因为天气的原因，列车迟到一小时。
Because of the weather, the train was delayed for 1 hour.
到达温州车站后。
After we arrived in Wenzhou, the train station.
庄弟兄、汕头的陈弟兄和本地的林弟兄一起到车站来迎接。
There were brother Zhuang and brother and the local brother Chen and another brother came to pick me up.
弟兄相见，喜乐满溢。
And the brothers came together and the joy was overflowing.
在大雨中，林弟兄驾车将我们送至瑞安澄海的聚会点。
In the heavy rain, Brother Lin drove us to a point of meeting in Rayan.
天色已晚。
It was getting dark.
本地负责的陈弟兄出来相迎。
And the local brother in charge, Brother Chen, came to welcome us.
陈弟兄年约40，温和。
Brother Chen was about 40 years old and very gentle.
温和谦卑。
He was gentle and humble.
含胸鞠躬与众人握手。
And he hugged me and shook hands with me and greeted us.
楼上的聚会大厅里。
In the upstairs meeting hall.
弟兄姊妹唱歌的声音已起。
And the brothers and sisters started to sing hymns already.
但陈弟兄仍要我们先吃一点面条。
And yet Brother Chen insisted we would first eat some noodles.
我们迅速吃了几口。
And we quickly ate some.
祷告。
Prayed.
然后便步入聚会大厅。
And then we walked into the meeting hall.
大厅能容纳200-300人。
The hall was enough to hold 200-300 people.
基本上坐满。
Basically, it's filled.
弟兄姊妹唱诗时，没有人带领。
When the brothers and sisters were singing, no one was leading them.
圣灵带领感动个人选择要唱的诗歌。
The Holy Spirit would prompt people taking turn and leading in hymns.
唱诗结束。
After they finished singing,
个人又按圣灵带领开口祷告。
And they would take turns in praying by the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
通常弟兄会先开口。
Usually brothers would start.
姊妹跟上。
And the sisters would follow.
祷告以短句为主。
And the prayers would be in short sentences.
众人齐声说阿们或是。
And the congregation would say amen together or say yes.
一人开口，众人响应。
One person would lead in prayer, the others would respond.
以示灵里的合一。
It seemed to show the oneness in the spirit.
虽身处小小会堂。
Even though it's a small hall, meeting hall.
但灵却被提到宝座的面前，众人如同一人。
But the spirit's been uplifted to the throne, and then the whole congregation was as if there were one person.
一起向着宝座敬拜、赞美和感谢。
Together they would worship and praise and give thanks.
真是穹苍之中满了阿门，阿门因是同蒙恩。
It's as if the heavens were saying amen, and amen was said because of the grace, and they were blessed.
庄弟兄传讲信息之后
，After Brother Zhuang finished sharing the message，
弟兄姊妹仍以同心合一的祷告结束了今天的聚会。
And the brothers and sisters would pray together in one accord to end the meeting。
林弟兄开车送我们到住宿的地方。
Brother Lin drove us back to where we were staying。
本地负责的陈弟兄与薛弟兄预备好饭菜接待我们。
And the local brother Chen and brother Xue, they prepared dinner to welcome us.
大家虽是第一次见面,
even though we all met for the first time,
却能非常敞开释放的交通。
And yet we were able to be open and fellowship with each other.
当着我的面。
And in my presence.
陈弟兄就谈到前几天去一位朋友家传福音。
Brother Chen was mentioned a few days ago, he was sharing the gospel with a friend.
这个邂逅了新来上任的国宝大队长的事。国宝
He was in the,
国家保卫国家安全保卫大队长。
And he was in the government security office. He works, somebody who works there.
在我这位主力的年轻人面前。
And he was and around all the brothers in the Lord, brother in the Lord, a young brother in the Lord like me.
毫无造作姿态。
He had not any pretense.
让我感到的只是柔顺平和的弟兄之爱。
He allowed me to feel that calmness and very calm and no arrogance.
六月十九日，大雨。
June 19th, another heavy rainy day.
今天是同工的肢体一起进食祷告的日子。
Today is the day where all the co-workers would, and the members of the body would fast and pray.
他们按照圣经中可以寻见的榜样，早上和中午进食，直至黄昏。
They would follow the examples given in the Bible that they would fast in the morning and at lunch until evening.
虽然在进食祷告中，
even though they were fasting and praying.
当我们中午吃午饭的时候，
When we were eating lunch,
负责的陈弟兄仍然下来与我们打招呼。
Brother Chen still came down to greet us.
问我们饮食好不好。
Asking whether we had enough food.
在西门聚会点。
In Ximen, another point of meeting.
就是这个我们现在在的这个聚会点。
And it's the place that where we met.
有一批年轻人。
There's a group of young people.
他们已经将自己奉献给主。
They have consecrated their lives to the Lord.
来自全国各地。
They came from all over the country.
年纪从十五六岁到二十七八岁不等。
And their ages range from 15, 16 to 27, 28 years old.
他们在这里学习圣经。
They're here to learn about the Bible.
接受装备。
To be equipped.
操练敬虔。
To exercise and train in piety, godliness.
Yeah, 预备自己成为贵重的器皿。
To prepare themselves for the honorable vessel.
合乎主用。
To fit to be used by the Lord.
他们离开了自己的家乡和亲人。
They left their own family and their hometown.
与从其他各地来的以及本地的年轻弟兄姊妹一同生活。
And they would live together with other brothers from all over the country and the local brothers.
一同学习。
They would learn together.
也一同搭配侍奉。
And they would work together as a body to in the ministry.
他们吃的是这里会所弟兄姊妹提供的集体饮食。
What they eat was the food prepared by the local brothers for the whole group.
睡的是在会所楼上的地铺。
And they would sleep on the ground on the upstairs in the meeting hall.
他们每天早上五点半起来祷告、读经、灵修。
Every morning they would wake up at 5:30 to pray to have quiet time to read the Bible.
在幔内与主相交。
To fellowship with the Lord within the veil.
每周写两篇读经或听到的心得。
Every week they would be required to write two essays upon what they've learned in listening to the messages or reading the Bible.
同时也参与教会的服事。
They will also participate in serving in the church.
比如探访其他年轻肢体等。
Or visit other young members of the body also.
在侍奉中学习和操练。
And so they will learn in serving the Lord.
今天白天没有安排大的聚会。
And today there is no major meeting during the day.
教会就让庄弟兄和我与这批年轻的弟兄姊妹做一点交通。
So the church allowed me and allowed Brother Zhuang together fellowship with this group of young people.
庄弟兄先开头说一些勉励的话。
And Brother John started with some words of encouragement.
然后我跟大家交通约翰一书二章十五节。
And I shared with them 1 John chapter 2 verse 15.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Do not love the world and things of it.
在教室里弟兄和姊妹是分开坐的。
In the classrooms, the brothers will be separated, seated separately from the sisters.
姊妹们坐右边，弟兄们坐左边。
The sisters will be sitting on the right side, the brothers on the left side.
姊妹比弟兄人数还多一点。
And the numbers of sisters were a little bit more than the brothers.
年轻的弟兄姊妹们非常释放活跃。
And the young brothers and sisters are very lively and very open.
圣经很熟悉。
I'm very familiar with the Bible.
当我引用到一处圣经时
，When I would quote some passage from the Bible,
许多弟兄姊妹都跟着背诵
，And a lot of brothers and sisters would start reciting it.
这样互动的交通
，So this kind of fellowship actively on both sides,
对我也是很大的激励
，It's a great encouragement to me.
众人在合一的灵里进入很释放的交通
，So the people would be fellowship in one in the spirit of oneness.
吃过晚饭后
After dinner,
陈弟兄和其他弟兄姊妹们结束了进食
And Brother Chen and the other brothers and sisters ended their fasting.
就过来与我们一同进餐
And so they would come eat with us.
这期间我留意到参与饭食服侍的肢体。
During this, I've noticed the people, or the members who are preparing the meal.
主要是姊妹们。
They were mainly sisters.
非常殷勤喜乐。
They were very diligent and very joyful.
常常一边做事一边交通。
They would be working, would be fellowshipping at the same time.
请注意，我说的不是交谈，是交通。
I'm not talking about chatting, but I'm talking about fellowship.
他们真的是在交通。
They were truly fellowshipping.
一边在掐那个豆角。
And they would be snapping the peas.
一边在唱诗。
At the same time, they'd be singing hymns.
或者讲到这个诗歌的内容。
Or talking, sharing about the contents of the hymns.
或者讲到前几天的聚会。
Or they would be talking about the meetings a few days prior.
或者讲到其他教会生活方面的事情。
Or talking about other things regarding church life.
姊妹们非常开心。
The sisters were very happy.
里面的喜乐满溢而出。
The joy within were so full, they're overflowing.
也感染了旁观的我。
And it would affect people around them. That's me.
当然，我不知道他们是否每天都如此。
Of course, I don't know whether they do this every day.
但我所在的那几日。
But during the few days that I was there.
的确，天天都是这样的喜乐、殷勤、忠心的服侍。
It's truly the case that they were joyful and diligently serving.
在楼下的一个小房间里面有一座钢琴。
Downstairs there's a little smaller room with a piano.
年轻的弟兄姊妹都可以去自由的弹。
So the younger brothers and sisters were free to go and play.
我很诧异。
I was surprised.
好像没有老师教他们。
It seems that there were no teachers.
但是有好多位弟兄姊妹，他们就会弹。
But there were many brothers and sisters. They seem to just know how to play.
其中我听到一首。
One of the hymns that I heard.
我很熟悉的诗歌。
A very familiar hymn.
是我们这边很少唱的。
It's one that we rarely sing here.
就是我们诗歌本里面381首。
That's 381 in our hymn book.
就是那一首让我爱而不受感戴。
That's let us love and not be respected.
我稍微插出去多说两句，为什么我特别熟悉这首诗歌
？I like to go off on a small tangent. Why am I so familiar with this hymn?
因为在我回去的这三个星期的里面
，Because during these 3 weeks that I was back in China，
真的就像主耶稣说的
，Just like what Jesus said，
我差遣你们出去
，I sent you out，
如同羊入了狼群
，As if the lambs go into the wolves。
这个世界的试探和这个引诱啊，是很厉害的。
The temptations of the world was great.
我几乎每天都要背这首诗歌。
Almost every day I need to memorize and sing this hymn.
有时候一天要背五六次。
Sometimes I would recite it five or six times or seven, eight times.
所以当我听到 有姊妹在那里弹这首诗歌的时候
So when I heard when a sister playing this hymn
我的灵里面非常阿们
In my spirit I would say amen
在晚饭之后
After dinner
庄弟兄就讲了教会的根基的信息
Brother John was sharing a message upon the foundation of the church
这是我完整参加的一次大聚会
This is one a major meeting that I attended completely
从头到尾
From the beginning to the end,
圣灵始终运行在个人的心中
The Holy Spirit would work in everyone's heart.
带领众人唱诗祷告
to lead all of them in prayer and in singing.
传讲信息
to share the message.
再以祷告回应所听见的信息来结束
And with prayer, they would respond to the message to end the meeting.
再一次让我感受到，这不仅仅是一次信息的聚会
Once again, it let me allow me to experience that this is not only a message meeting.
也是一次众人都参与的属灵的交通和敬拜。
It's some meeting that all of us were participating in fellowshipping.
六月二十日大雨。
June 20th, another heavy rainy day.
今天是每周一次的同工学习的日子。
Today is a day once a week that the coworkers would have learning time.
瑞安十五个聚会点负责的同工都能来的都聚集在西门聚会所。
In 瑞安 there are 15 points of meetings and all the co-workers will come from each place and gather in 西门 meeting place.
他们学习的内容是旧约圣经概论。
So they would together study and learn overview of the Old Testament.
吃过午饭以后陈弟兄也请我分享一点。
After lunch, Brother Chen asked me to share a little.
坦白地说，在这样的弟兄姊妹的面前
，Frankly speaking, before brothers and sisters like this,
我觉得我真的是，我是从心里面说诚实话，我真的是去学习的，根本没有什么值得我能够分享的。
From the bottom of my heart, I truly feel there is nothing that I can share or give them, but as I'm there to learn from them.
当然，既然弟兄一定要我分享一点，我就把我个人的一点学习跟弟兄姊妹做了一点的分享。
Since brothers asked me to share, so I shared about what I have learned.
就分享题目就是进入幔内，出到营外。
So I shared upon the topic enter into the veil and going out of the camp.
就是关于我个人的奉献与主在至圣所的交通
and regarding to my personal consecration and some fellowship with the Lord in the Holy of Holies
因为我们 与我教会生活聚会生活和侍奉的关系
and my church life my ministry and that relationship with the Lord
吃过晚饭之前，在吃晚饭之前，我有机会跟陈弟兄有一些个别的交通。
Before dinner, I had the chance to share individually with Brother Chen.
借着这样的交通
，through such a fellowship，
我这里要提一下我留下的一点印象。
I'd like to mention some impressions that I have.
我觉得留下的印象是他们是谨慎而不封闭。死守又不狭隘。
I like to, my impression is that they are prudent, but they are not close-minded. They are, what's the second? Cautious, but they are not, narrow.
既效法属灵前辈的信心和榜样。
They were, following the example of the spiritual forefathers, in their examples.
又不拘泥传统
But yet they are not bound by the traditions.
而是博采众长
And they're very broad.
凡是以圣经为根据
They are putting everything will be based on the Bible.
直接从主那里借着圣灵给他们的启示和看见
They will directly gain the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
他们不但看见了，领受了。
Not only they have seen and they have received.
也实实在在按照所领受的去行。
And truly they would follow what they have received. They would put it into action.
我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
比如说在头一天吃晚饭的时候。
For example, that previous night during dinner.
因着同工们是禁食祷告。
Because the co-workers had fasted and prayed.
然后我们就说到祷告禁食的事情。
Then we were talking about praying and fasting.
那庄弟兄就提到说禁食我们是有禁食一顿或者两顿或者多天。
And so Brother Zhuang was talking about fasting. There were some people would fast for one meal, two, or more days.
那位年轻的陈弟兄就是我们第一天晚上接待我们的那位陈弟兄他听到了。
There was a younger Brother Chen who was greeting us the first night.
他说好像圣经里面没有禁食一顿的榜样。
He said that it seems that there was no example of fasting for just one meal in the Bible.
约书亚记里面有让我们看到禁食祷告一直到晚上。
In the book of Joshua, there was an example of fasting and praying until nighttime.
虽然个人领受不同。
Even though each person would have different thing that they've gained.
但弟兄认真严谨的态度和单纯向着主的心给我留下了深刻的印象。
But the attitude of the seriousness towards the Bible and what they learned has given me a deep impression.
这位陈弟兄年纪约四十。
This Brother Chen is about 40 years old.
原来是一位皮肤科大夫。
He is a dermatologist.
后被主得着并大大使用。
And he was gained greatly by the Lord and used greatly by the Lord.
他的身体健康很不好。
He has poor health.
但是人全时间参与服事。
But he was still serving the Lord full time.
带领其中一个聚会点。
And he was in charge of one of the meeting places.
并常常奔走中国各地。
And he would often travel around China.
服事供应各地的教会和圣徒。
To serve and to provide for the church and the saints in different places.
陈弟兄带着软弱的身体。
This Brother Chen with his poor health.
仍然博览群书。
He would still read many different books.
当一次在交通中我提到尼托森生平特辑这本书时。
One time in my sharing, I mentioned the book from Brother Watchman Nee.
他马上从他的手机中就掉出来。
He would pick it out from his cell phone.
验证我所说的是否准确。
To verify what I said was correct or not.
实在是一个勤勉认真的好弟兄。
He was truly a diligent and a serious brother.
在吃过晚饭以后。
After dinner.
教会就安排我跟一些初信的，就是刚刚决志信主的一些弟兄姊妹做一点分享。
So the church has asked me to share with some new believers in the church.
我分享的题目是常常喜乐不住祷告凡事谢恩。
So the topic that I shared upon is be joyful always, pray continually and be joyful, and give thanks in all things.
聚会非常好。
The meeting went well.
但是最让我很印象最深的让我很惊讶的一件事情是。
But what surprised me most was,
在结束祷告的时候
，at the end ending prayer，
大概有四五位的姊妹，两三位的弟兄起来做结束的祷告。
There were four to five sisters, two to three brothers. They stood up and prayed.
弟兄姊妹，他们是刚刚信主的。
Brothers and sisters, they were new believers.
好，六月二十一日晴。
June 21st, sunny day.
今天是我们离开的日子。
Today is the day that we would leave.
一大早负责的陈弟兄潘弟兄和接待我们的薛弟兄就来与我们一同吃早饭。
Early in the morning, Brother Chen, Brother Pan, and Brother Xue came and had breakfast with us.
弟兄们有愉快的交通。
We had a very nice fellowship together with the brothers.
吃过早饭。
After breakfast.
弟兄们安排我们去新购置的会所参观。
The brothers arranged for us to visit the new meeting place that they purchased.
新会所原是厂房。
And this new meeting place was originally a factory.
被装修成为聚会场所。
It was remodeled to be a meeting place.
最多可容纳900人同时聚会。
at the maximum they could hold over 900 people to meet there.
主也赐给他们心中有智慧的李弟兄。
The Lord also gave them wisdom and a brother Lee.
能自己设计制造聚会的专用长椅。
He was able to design and make by himself the benches or the seats, the chairs that they would use for the meeting.
并根据聚会的需要而加盖或改建。
And they were able to extend or remodel according to their needs.
借着这个机会，我也询问了一下关于这个聚会的历史。
And so through this, I also asked them about their history.
得知当初因为三字登记的分歧。
And find out that it was at the beginning because of the registration for the three self church.
有16位肢体从原来聚会中分别出来。
There were 16 members of the body were separated from their original place.
因着他们在主面前的持守、忠心和摆上。
Because of their insistence and their faithfulness and what they gave up for the Lord.
如今主加添给他们3000人。
Now the Lord has given them, add to them 3,000 people.
15个聚会点。
There were 15 places for their meeting.
平均每个聚会点200人。
On average, there would be 200 people per meeting place.
他们不是仅仅抱住主的祝福。
They were not just holding on to the Lord's blessing.
而是将主的祝福送出去。
They were actually spreading out the blessings of the Lord.
比如他们资助全国年轻童工的培训。
For example, they would financially support the training for the co-workers all through the country.
在本地和附近广传福音。
Locally and in the neighboring areas, they would spread the gospel.
为主做见证。
Would testify for the Lord.
又差派工人去江西、四川、贵州等内地省份，扶持帮助那里的教会。
They would also send workers to the more inland areas like 江西和贵州 and different localities.
正应验了主耶稣的话，施比受更为有福。
This actually practice is fulfilling the words of the Lord that is to it's more blessed to give than to receive.
我里面有一个声音说。
Within me there is a voice it tells me.
这是一个活的身体，一个生机勃勃的身体。
This is a living body. This is a very lively organism.
参观完这个新的会所后。
After visiting the new meeting hall.
庄弟兄、陈弟兄就离开，就回汕头。
Brother Zhuang and Brother Chen, they left and departed for Santou.
我的火车是下午。
My train was for the afternoon.
因此弟兄们安排我再去另一个会所参观。
So the brothers took me to another meeting place.
这个会所就在海边。
And this meeting hall was by the sea.
最多可容纳500-600人聚会。
It can hold 500-600 people for a meeting.
是新会所盖好以前最大的聚会场所。
This is the biggest place before that new meeting place was built.
我们到的时候。
When we arrived,
一些年轻的弟兄姊妹正带领一些学生。
There were some younger brothers and sisters leading some students.
他们都是信徒的子女。
They were all believers or they're children of believers.
正在布置会所。
They were decorating the meeting hall.
为今晚的学年结束颁奖典礼做预备。
They were preparing for the graduation ceremony for that evening.
原来他们自己有一个基督徒的学校。
And I found out that actually they have a Bible school, Christian school.
是一些有看见要将自己的孩子从公立学校系统分别出来的基督徒父母提议开办的。
It was established by some Christian parents who were want to separate their children from the public schools and they put together this school.
并得到一个名为 ACE 的美国基督徒教育机构的支持。
And they were supported by the American a Christian organization from here, ACE.
在这里我遇到了看守这个会所的弟兄。
At this place, I encountered this brother who was taking care of that place.
弟兄告诉我。
And the brother told me.
他们的孩子已经上大学离家。
Their children left home for college already.
家里只有他们两口子。
They were left with only the couple, the parents.
教会安排他们住到这个会所来。
So the church arranged for them to live in the meeting hall.
他们就顺服。
So they obeyed.
离开自己的家。
Left their own home.
住进了神的家。
They lived in the house of God.
我心里面立即就有一个声音说。
In my heart, immediately there is a voice.
这是耶和华的军队。
This is the host of the Lord.
这句话在我里面后来又响起过一次。
And these words came into me again later.
原来我曾跟陈弟兄提过能否送我一些诗歌，我想带回重庆去。
And I have mentioned to Brother Chan, asking him whether they could give me some hymns so that I can bring back with me to Chongqing.
一直到潘弟兄要开车送我去火车站，我也没有看见他们将诗歌准备好。
Until the time that Brother Pan was driving me to the train station, I did not see any books that they have prepared for me.
我也不好意思再问。
And I did not feel polite to ask them again.
但是在我们去火车站的半路上。
But on our way to the train station,
一位 谢弟兄已经在那里。
Brother Xie was already there.
约好将刻好的诗歌的光盘递给我。
And they have made arrangement to give me a CD with the hymns copied in there.
从停车。
From stopping the car.
到打开车窗。
To opening the to rolling down the windows.
交接。
And to receiving,
致谢,
to thanking him,
告别,
and saying goodbye,
前后不到一分钟,
and the whole process lasted less than a minute.
我里面再一次有声音说,
Again, there's a voice within me.
这是耶和华的军队,
This is the host of the Lord.
他们不但有效率,
Not only they were very efficient,
有果效,
It was effective,
并且从他们的表情,
and from their expressions,
他们的说话。
And from what they say,
我可以看出他们是因着爱而服事。
I can see that they are serving because of love.
是因着里面生命的勃发而工作。
It's because of the life manifestation within that they were working.
他们脸上的笑容见证了他们心里的喜乐。
The smiles on their faces testify for the joy within them.
他们谦卑柔和的声音流露出他们里面的平安。
Their humble and gentle voices would express the, would manifest the peace within them.
这不是一个宣教的机构。
This is not a mission organization for missionaries.
也不是一部传福音的机器。
And it's not a machine for spreading the gospel.
而是耶和华的军队。
But it is the hosts of the Lord.
基督是他们的元帅。
Christ is their general.
神的儿子是他们一切需用的供应和满足。
The Son of God is their contentment, their satisfaction, and provider for all their needs.
下面的话是我的，是我自己的一些话。
And what comes next are my own words.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
基督是他们的，也是我们的。
Christ is theirs and is ours.
神的儿子做他们的生命和满足。也做我们的生命和满足。
The Son of God is their life and their satisfaction, and the Son of God is our life and our satisfaction.
神并不偏待人。
God is not partial to man.
因此，让我们能够忠心的侍奉。
So let us serve faithfully.
甘心乐意的摆上自己。
Willingly we give ourselves up.
愿意将我们自己的主权交出去。
That we are willing to give up our priorities.
交给这一位可信赖可佩服的主。
And to give it over to the Lord who is trustworthy.
让他在我们自己身上来做。
So that he can work upon us.
让他在他自己的教会身上来做。
So he can work upon his own church.
我们一定会查验到何为神那善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Then we will be able to observe what is that good and whole will of God.
并且我相信这旨意要成就在我们每个人的身上。
And I believe this will be perfected in every one of us.
也一定成就在愿意让他做主的教会身上。
And it will be perfected in the church.
今天系列要很辛苦啊。是这样的，刚才两位弟兄他们分享的都是他们两次的 trip， 就是两个旅行。
So our two brothers have shared upon their trip and their
那我也要分享我的一次旅行，是更长的。
I'd like to share about my own trip and it's even longer.
但是我的这个 trip 就是在我们旧金山，是在过去两年零一个月啊，或多一点的时间。
But this trip it happened in the San Francisco. It happened in two years and one month.
对，大约一年之前，也差不多是这个时候，我曾经在咱们弟兄姊妹中间做过一次分享。
About a year ago, about this time, I've also shared among brothers and sisters.
那个时候我是来到旧金山有一年，然后来到弟兄姊妹中间大概有三个月的样子。
At that time, I have arrived in San Francisco for about a year, and I have come among brothers and sisters for about 3 months.
那个时候我是来到教会之后才明白主为什么要带我到旧金山这个地方来。
At that time, I just realized why the Lord It's after I come to this church that I realized why the Lord led me to San Francisco.
所以在来到教会之前，我有八个月的时间是在外面游荡的。
So before I came to the church, I have I've been wandering outside for about 8 months.
所以那时候看不到主为什么要带我过来，他的旨意是什么。
At that time, I do not see why the Lord led me here and I cannot see his will for me.
所以在那年年初的时候回中国去过春节，回去之后就不想回来了。
So that year during Chinese New Year time, I went back to China and after I returned to China, I did not want to come back here.
因为那时候实在是没有一个属灵的家。
Because at that time, I did not find a spiritual home.
所以就会发现自己的这种就是生物学上的家就对我特别的亲，就让我觉得特别亲。
So for this biological home, I feel that it was very close, cozy to me.
另外一个原因呢，就是因为我的工作上一直是个很大的一个 challenge.
And another aspect is because there's a great challenge in my work.
是一个很大的挑战，主要是因为，就是我的顶头老板，他是一个非常非常特殊的人。
And that's because my immediate boss, he's a very different and unique person.
我不想说他的坏话，我只是非常比较客观的把他的性格跟大家讲一点点。
I don't want to say a bad mouth this person, but I like to objectively tell you a little bit about this person.
她是一位保加利亚的女士，大概五十岁出头。
She is a lady who is about 50 years old, and she's a Bulgarian.
对工作非常的狂热。
And she's a workaholic.
她非常的聪明，然后但是却做事没有效率。
She's very smart, but she's not very efficient in her work.
然后她的控制欲是极强。
And she's very controlling.
对，所以我就，但是很奇怪的，神就是用她，她是她一手把我带过来的，就是我的申请什么的都是她一手在做的，不是说就是我贡献的很少的一部分。
Very strangely, God has used her to bring me here. It was the whole process of me being here, my whole work and the whole application. She's done the major portion of the work, and I have contributed very little.
就是他这个人，就是感觉，他也是跟着感觉走的人。他的感觉是非常敏感、非常的强的这么一个人。
And she would rely on her feeling to lead her to do into different directions. And she is very strong and very sensitive.
对，所以她就通过电子邮件，她就已经感受到她会很喜欢我这个人，所以她就极力把我弄过来了。
And so it was through the email exchange that she felt that she would like me, so she worked hard to get me here.
结果我来到之后，不出两周，我就已经要逃离。
But after I got here, less than 2 weeks' time, I felt that I needed to escape.
就是受不了那种，就是他要来控制我，然后他的带领呢又毫无方向，非常混乱。
That she needed to control everything that I do, but in her direction, it was without direction. It was going everywhere.
对，所以这样，但是当时呢，因为。我是有主的人，所以我知道我要顺服地上的主，就是个不好意思，就是这样一个律法，就是一个律法一直是在我身上的。
And because I belong to the Lord, that I know that I need to obey my master on earth also, and there I was bound by this law.
所以我一直在努力，一直在努力，直到我回到家去过春节，那时候觉得再也受不了了。
And I was working hard and trying very, very hard. And until the time I returned home visiting my family, and I felt that was it.
但是当我回来之后呢，结果主就很神奇地把我带到了现在的弟兄姊妹中间。
But after I returned, God has wonderfully led me here among brothers and sisters.
那我一来到这里，跟弟兄姊妹一有交通，我知道这儿是我的属灵的家。
After I have fellowship with brothers and sisters, I immediately realize this is my spiritual home.
所以我的心就很快的就沉下来，我知道主带我来是绝对是正确的，没有任何错误。
And so quickly, very quickly, my heart was settled down. I know that the Lord is right in leading me here.
那每次来聚会，我都像是来吃一顿属灵的大餐，我很满足。
Every time I come to the meeting, I felt that I am feasting spiritually, and I felt very content.
所以，因为这边的弟兄姊妹，因着这边的聚会，我开始对工作能够忍受。
And because of the meetings here, because of the brothers and sisters, so I started to be able to handle my work better.
但是那个时候的忍受依然是在律法之下的。
But that tolerance was still under the law.
直到有一天，当我来周二来晚上教会查经，查到《哥林多后书》第六章的时候。
Until one day that I was coming on Tuesday evening for the Bible study, we were studying the Second Corinthians, chapter six.
对，然后第六章一开始的时候会有个小标题叫做《保罗的艰苦》。
And the subtitle for that passage at the beginning of chapter 6 was the persecution, Paul's hardship.
对，那时候保罗他为了主的缘故，他受了很多的艰苦，大家应该都知道啊。
For the sake of the Lord, that Paul has suffered much, and I think you all know about that.
但是他的内心的感受却跟外面他所受的这些苦完全是相反的。
But what he feels within is completely different from what he is experiencing externally.
让我特别感触的就是后面的几节，我来读一下。
And so what touched me most were the last few sentences, verses.
从第八节开始。
I'll start reading from verse 8.
荣耀、羞辱、恶名、美名，似乎是诱惑人的，却是诚实的。似乎不为人所知，却是人所共知的；似乎要死，却是活着的；似乎受责罚，却是不至丧命的；似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的；似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的；似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。
Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 8, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things.
所以这一段它是道出了一个属灵的实际，就是当属主的人注目在主的身上的时候，他是不背重担的，所以他的内心完全是喜乐的。
So this passage is describing a spiritual reality that when this person who is belonging to the Lord, he in his heart there is no burden.
所以那天晚上一下子主让我里面敞亮了。
So that evening, the Lord allowed me to be opened up within me.
我就是认识到。我正在背十字架，我的工作就是十字架，是主用来对付我这个己的生命的。
That the Lord allow me to see that I'm carrying the cross, and this work is my cross, and the work the Lord is using it to deal with my life.
所以我就觉得一切都很对，都很正常，没有任何事情是出错的。
And so I felt that everything is right. There's nothing wrong with it.
所以我既然是在一个对的状态下，那我为什么要难过呢？
Since I am in the right position or condition, why would I feel bad about it?
所以从那天起，主就非常神奇的开始做工，他真的把我内心的那种苦毒给我拿走。
So from that day on, amazingly, God has worked within me and He's taken away the bitterness within my heart.
我能够非常平安非常喜乐地去面对我的老板。
I can face my boss with peace and with joy.
一天一天这样的过去。
Day after day it passed.
直到后来我们两个居然变成他称我是他的好朋友。
Until the one day that we became, or she called me her good friend.
然后他就表达说他非常希望继续跟我工作。
And she expressed the wish that she would continue to work with me.
所以就是我个人也开始对她有真正的那种爱。
So me personally, I would have a true love for her.
我看到她因为工作她顾不上吃饭顾不上睡觉我真的会从心里心疼她。
And so when I see that she would miss her meals or missing sleep because of work, then I actually feel sorry for her.
对所以就是说这个发生的这个是从主的生命里出来的不是说我在律法之下靠我自己的努力能够努力出来的。
This is something that comes from this life of the Lord and it's not something that I am doing or practicing because of just following the law.
所以当然就是说我的两年的工作结束了他又为我争取了一个月的一个延期。
So after I finished the period of work for 2 years, then she actually fought for an extension for another month for me.
当然她本来的想法就是通过这一个月的延期她可以拿到一些 funding, 就是一些科研经费这样我就可以继续留下来跟她一起工作。
And her plan was through this one-month extension that she would be able to get additional funding for me to continue to work with her.
但是似乎主不是按照他的计划来这么做的。
But it seems that the Lord did not have the same plan as she did.
所以我现在在旧金山的这次旅行也即将结束。
And so my trip here in San Francisco is coming to an end.
在两年多之前我离开多伦多的时候来到旧金山那个时候我是很难过的。
Over 2 years ago, when I left Toronto to come to San Francisco, I felt very bad.
因为又要离开那边的我所亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，还有所熟悉的环境。
Because I would have to leave the familiar environment and the brothers and sisters who were close to me.
现在这种情况几乎
But this kind of situation almost.
这次几乎是一次复制吧，我觉得。
This is almost a duplicate.
但是弟兄姊妹不用担心，其实我这次满心是有平安的。
However, you brothers and sisters, you don't need to worry because I have peace in my heart.
因为主通过上一次通过旧金山之行，他实在让我看到他的带领不会出错。
Because through this experience of this trip to San Francisco, I experienced that the Lord is never wrong.
在旧金山这两年，我觉得其实在主里面的得着是非常大的。
I feel that during these 2 years in San Francisco, I have gained a lot in the Lord.
因为在我们聚会的地方，主的话语是如此的丰富。
Because in our meeting we have an abundance of the Lord's words.
然后出于主的恩典，我也开始了学网的学习。
And by the grace of the Lord, I have started to study in the Academy of Christ.
所以他是我的主。
So he is my Lord.
那他怎么带我就怎么跟着好。
However he is going to lead me, I will follow suit.
真的是非常不舍得这边的弟兄姊妹。
I would truly miss the brothers and sisters here.
但是相信在主里面真是大家都有盼望有一天我也会自己跟你们在一起。
But in the Lord, we have the hope that one day we will be together again.
好谢谢。
Thank you.
我有一个比较特殊的感觉， 本来是在上一次交通聚会里头要和弟兄姊妹们交通一下的。
I have a special feeling that I want to share actually from last sharing meeting.
但是主在上一次的时候没有开门，那我就停下来了。
But the Lord did not open the door for me to share last month, so I stopped.
那这次聚会前几天好像那一个感觉又在我里边出现了。
So before this meeting, a few days ago, it seems the same feeling appeared again within me.
那我本来想不交通了算了，结果还是要交通。
And originally, I thought I would not share about this, but still, I would like to share right now.
上一个月，任静姊妹离开我们。
Last month, our sister Ren Jing left us.
那天在这里，我给她主持那个安息的感恩啊。
And that the day I have shared in a message for her Thanksgiving meeting there here memorial meeting.
我很深的感觉到，好多弟兄姊妹对任静的回到父那里去，那个感觉也是蛮强烈。
And I also felt some strong feelings from brothers and sisters regarding our sister returning to the Lord.
刚才两位弟兄交通的是他们回到家那里边，梅云姊妹就说了她要离开这里。
And our brothers have shared about their returning to their homeland, and our sister shared about her leaving here.
So 就引起我就想起任静姊妹她在回到父那里那一件事情。
It reminded me again how our sister Ren Jing is leaving here and returning to our Heavenly Father.
在情绪和感情上面，弟兄姊妹们都很能感觉得到，人间的分离啊，或是和重合啊，都是非常激动人的。
Emotionally, brothers and sisters can all feel that these are some strong emotions when we talk about the parting among people and about the living and parting of living and death.
但是任静姊妹离开的那个聚会上头，我就有个感觉是比较深刻一点。
But during the memorial meeting service on Sister Ren Jing, I have a deeper feeling.
我想在弟兄姊妹心思里头都有很多的舍不得。
I believe in brothers and sisters in your mind, we all miss her.
但是我站在那里跟弟兄姊妹交通的时候，我就有一个比较深的领会，其实那个也不是很特殊的领会。
When I was standing there sharing with brothers and sisters, I have some understanding. It's not a very special one, it's a deep one.
在那一个时刻的里头
，within that moment，
最难受的是谁呢
？Who felt worst at that moment？
肯定是老张弟兄跟他的小儿子，跟他的儿子。
It would be the husband, brother John and her son.
因为实在是有着很深很深的感情在那里，你到了那一个时刻是无可能的给隔离的。
Because there had been a very, very deep feeling and emotions, but it need to be severed.
那因着那件事情，我就在那个时候，我就想起我们的主，挂在木头上头的时候所说过的那其中的一句话。
At that time, I was reminded of what our Lord said upon the cross.
我想不翻圣经了，弟兄姊妹都熟悉的。
I think we're all very familiar with these words. We don't need to turn the Bible.
他在那个时候说了一句什么话呢
？What did he say in that moment?
他说：“我的神啊，我的神啊，为什么离开我
？”He said, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
那如果这个话是出在一般人来说呢，都已经是蛮沉重的了。
If it is, these words were uttered by any other ordinary people, it would have been some heavy words already.
但是那句话是出自我们的主的口里，也出自我们主的心里，那这个事情就更是严肃了。
And these words were from the mouth of our Lord and from the heart of our Lord, and this is an even more solemn matter.
因为我们都知道我们的主是叫做父怀里的独生子。
Because we all know that our Lord, we call him the son of, the only begotten son of our Father's bosom.
他和父中间从来没有一刻或是一秒是有分离的。
There was never a moment or a second that he had been separated from the Father.
那他永远是在父的怀里。
Eternally, he was in the bosom of the Father.
但是到了有一刻。
But they came to this moment.
他竟然要承担一件事实。
That he had to bear this fact.
用我们平常熟悉的话来说，父掩面不看他的儿子。
Now with the words that we are familiar with, that the father has turned away not to look at his son.
我们平常留意到这件事的时候，只是觉得他承担了我们的罪，所以就引出这样的结果。
So normally when we look at this, we feel that because he has taken our sin upon himself, that's why it came to this consequence.
但是我不知道为什么那一天，就是说认敬姊妹那次子聚会的那一天，我里面就多了一点东西。
And I don't know why, but during that meeting, when we're the service for Sister Ren Jing, I have a little bit more feeling than usual.
我在那里就问，为什么神要离开他的儿子，掩面不看他的儿子？
I wanted to ask, why would God have to turn away from his son and not look at him?
那父的心思是怎样，我们没有办法能体会。
It's not possible for us to know how our Heavenly Father felt.
但是主的心意呢，最低限度在那个时候给我里面多了一点的体会。
But what our Lord was feeling at that time, I have a little bit more understanding.
因为在主那一句话的上面，他不是说出分离有多少情绪上的难受。
Because our Lord's words did not describe how badly he felt emotionally because of the parting.
而是对主自己来说啊，这个事情永远是不应该发生的。
It's because for the Lord himself, this is something that should never have happened.
但是那一刻发生了。
Yet it happened at that moment.
那发生到一个地步，他在里面有一个领会是，他自己好像都不能明白为什么是如此。
That it happened in such a way that it seems at that moment that he himself cannot understand why it happened.
所以他才会喊出，我的神啊，我的神啊，你为什么离弃我？
Therefore he cried out loud that, my God, why have you forsaken me?
这话里边是带出了一个什么的很事实，而我们平常没有很深的留意到的呢？
So what fact that do these words bring out that we normally have ignored?
那就是什么叫做死亡。
That is, what is death?
什么叫做不能见神的面。
What does it mean not to be able to see God's face?
这些事情本来对主来说是很陌生的。
These were originally something that would be very strange to the Lord.
因为应该是永远不可能发生在我们的主的身上的。
It is something that should have never happened to our Lord.
但是那一刻，我们的主，他不但是发生那样的事实，并且他很深地体会到那一个感觉。
But to our Lord, not only he experienced the fact that he deeply experienced it.
我开始感觉得到。
and started to feel.
有些时候看见那些不认识神的人，他们的亲人离世的时候，他们那种悲哀的情绪，为什么不大那么容易能平复下来？
That I see some non-believers when their family leave them because of death, that how they're, it's very hard for them to heal emotionally.
因为他们实在知道，他们这样的一个分离，还会有什么结果呢？他们一点把握都没有。
Because this separation, they have no assurance of what would happen later.
拿拜偶像的人来说，受轮回吧，那我就第二世。是怎么样了，但就算你有那个事情发生，那你跟你本来的亲人那个关系还能存留在那里吗？
For people who believe worship idols or people believe in reincarnation, even they live a second round of life, how would their relationship with their family would be, they would never know.
当你就是可以有那样的存留的时候，那一个体会和你在生前的时候的那种光景会不会又是一样呢？
Your existence in that case, would it be the same as your, as this life?
没有一个人在这个事情上有经历的。
No one has an experience who can share.
我们不去管他了。
Of course, we don't need to pay attention.
但是无论如何，你从那个人的悲伤的那个情形的里面，你能很自然的感觉得到，那个不是一件美事。
But of course, from the emotions, the griefs that they feel, you know, that is not a beautiful thing.
但是对于我们的主来说，他知道什么叫做死亡。
But for our Lord, He knows what death is all about.
那所以他说的那句话，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
So when he said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
那个意思就远超过我们这些人平常所能体会得到的。
What he meant was much further, much beyond what we as ordinary people can even begin to understand.
甚至是我们信主的人。
Even we as believers.
情绪上多少都有一点激动的。
We might be stirred in our emotions.
虽然对我们来说啊，我们走一天，我们都回到父的面前，我们也重新相聚。
Even though for us, we know that one day we will return to the Father and we will meet again.
但是我们主当时的感觉不是只有这么一点。
But our Lord's feeling is not just this.
当他说到我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我的时候，他真正的是经历到什么叫做死亡。
When he said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He truly experienced what is death.
因为那个死亡的事实的那个真实乃是一个永远的灭亡。
Because the fact and the truth of death is a true perishing.
而永远的灭亡所表达出来的一个更准确的事情就是说永远不能见神的面。
And that perish is eternal, and that eternally they will not be able to see God again.
我们没有办法能体会这一个。
We will not be able to understand this.
但是我们的主那一个时候刻，他是非常清楚的知道，那一个光景是很难很难承担。
And but our Lord, He at that moment.Recognize and knows how hard it is to bear.
我没把他这个事情想得太远。
I did not think about it too far.
我立刻就想起。
I was immediately reminded.
我们的主跟教会说的那个话。
Our Lord has spoken these words to the church.
他不是吩咐我们常常来纪念他吗？
Didn't he command us to remember him always?
他常说你们要常常如此行。
Do this often in remembrance.
我们中文圣经里头没有这个常常那个意思表达的出来。
In the Chinese version, it did not express the meaning of doing this often.
在主说这个话的时候呢，那个常常的意思。应该还比较更严肃一点。
When the Lord spoke these words, that he would express even more this meaning of doing this offering.
如果按照那个字面上呢，直接已经翻过来的话，那是你们要不住的在那里纪念我的死。
A more direct translation should say that you would continually remember my death.
那现在这个就引起我们在神的面前一个很严肃的学习了。
And so this should cause us to have a more serious lesson before him.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为按照字面的吩咐，我们一般来说，我们常常都有在主日里面纪念主。
By the meaning of the words that we have according to the command that we remember the Lord every Sunday.
但是这个事情对我们来说，跟主所说的那个常常，好像还是不能完全的跟得上来。
But even what we have done is not fully following what the Lord wanted us to do.
当然我们的主也不是说你不住的要有一个动作在那里纪念我。
Of course, the Lord didn't mean that you have to do this act often to remember me.
但是主的话里面确实有一个意思，在你心思的里头，你要常常的纪念我。
But within his words, you should know that he wanted us to remember him in our mind, in our hearts.
你可以和神的儿女们一起来纪念我，那个这个是最美的，因为这个是主给教会的一个，严肃的来讲是一个命令。
You can do this with other children of God because, seriously speaking, this is a commandment that the Lord has given the church.
但是从这一个命令的实际上面来说呢，它不是在那个动作上面对我们要求。
But this is not only an act that the Lord has required of us.
而是在那个实际上里头要求我们有个这个的学习。
But in reality, that he requires us to learn this lesson.
那就牵涉到我们在神面前的那个很具体的学习和操练了。
And that will evolve practically how we learn this lesson before the Lord and exercise.
我们每主日我们都擘饼纪念主。
We thank the Lord every Lord's Day. We come and break the bread and remember the Lord.
在外面的动作，我们好像是跟上来了。
Outwardly, we seem to practice the act as if we're following the command.
但是我体会到那一点。主的心里面所盼望的是我们常常纪念他这一件事。
But what my understanding is that in the Lord's heart, he wants us to remember his death in our hearts.
那我们就不能不注意了。当我们每次来到主的桌子面前的时候，那我们是不是真在那里纪念他？
And then we can't help but pay attention that every time we come before the Lord's table, do we truly remember him?
啊，怎么才能显得出我们在那里纪念他？
How would it show that we are truly remembering him?
啊，这个问题也好像很难找到答案。
It seems that it's hard to find a solution to this question.
你说，哦，那在聚会里头我们开口祷告，那这个就是说出，你祷告了，你就纪念了主。
You may say that, well, if you and pray in the meeting, then it will tell us that you are remembering the Lord.
啊，你说我没祷告，但是弟兄们叫诗歌的时候，我也唱诗歌啊。
And you may say, well, I didn't pray, but when the brother lead us in hymn, then I also sang the hymns.
所以我也在那里纪念主啊。
So I'm also remembering the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我深深的知道，我们的主不是看我们在动作上有多少的发表。
I deeply know that our Lord is not looking only on our acts and deeds.
而是要留意我们心里头有实在有多少的纪念。
But noticing what our heart, in our heart, how much remembrance is in there.
我不是在这里说什么其他的事情。
I'm not saying about something else here.
我是说，如果弟兄姊妹们，我们在主面前纪念主的那个心思是够强烈的。
I'm saying that if brothers and sisters, if your heart of remembering the Lord is strong enough,
我们不但是有一个集体的纪念的动作在那里，我们自己个人也实在是有我们很清楚的一个属灵上的发表带出来的。
Not only corporately together we have an act to remember the Lord, but individually in our heart that we should also remember the Lord.
我想我要交通这样的一个意识呢，乃是对着我们在博饼的学习里头，我们需要主给我们更多的怜悯的。
The reason I'm sharing upon this is because in our breaking of bread that in our fellowship we need to have more.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹们，你在这里聚会久了一点，你都会发觉那个情形。
We have more understanding in the remembering the Lord. I think if you have gathered with us for long enough, you will discover this situation.
在我们擘饼的时候，弟兄姊妹们真实的在那里，把自己的感觉毫无限制的在那里发表出来的，好像只是很少数的弟兄姊妹们在实行。
That during our breaking of bread meeting, there were only a very limited number of brothers and sisters who would truly open up themselves and acts that express how they feel in remembering the Lord.
如果我是一个从别的地方来参加我们这里聚会一段时间的人。
If I was a visiting brother from a different gathering,
我还会发现一个现象。
I would discover something else.
那些有实际动作的弟兄姊妹们，他们好像不知道是给注册限定了的，还是给安排好来做出那个次序的。
Those brothers who would have practically expressed their feelings or their remembrance, whether they would be the specially designated one or in certain order or what's going on.
习惯上好像就是这些弟兄们总是差不多的不先后的次序，就是他们在那里祷告或是提诗歌，那其他的弟兄姊妹们都很安静。
And it seems almost a habit that certain brothers would lead in hymns or pray, and even in the same kind of order.
我不是说弟兄姊妹，你非要一定要这样不可。
I'm not saying that brothers and sisters need to do this necessarily.
我是想到，如果我们真知道什么叫做常常纪念主。
I'm saying that we need to know what is truly to remember the Lord always.
我们好像没有办法不在主的面前有任何的隐藏的。
Then we cannot help but not hide anything before the Lord.
我记得，我还不要扯得太远了。那我只是说到，如果我们真实的纪念主的话，
If we are truly remembering our Lord,
那我们多多少少在主的面前，在每次我们纪念主的时候，我们总有我们自己的那一份来发表在主的面前。
Then more or less, we would have our own portion before the Lord that we can express before Him.
我想我还是岔出去说一点小事。
I still like to go off on a little tangent.
因为当你一说是纪念一个人的时候，
Because once you talk about remembering someone,
总有一些很清楚的事情留在你的心思里头，不会走掉的。
There will be something that's left in your mind that cannot be taken away.
我说刚才红军就说到他爸爸的离开，我也这就问任静姊妹的离开，我引起我今天的非交通这个不可呢，也是因为有一些感觉很有意思。
Just now, Brother Rogers mentioned how his father's leaving us, and Sister Renjing, how she left us, and that caused me to have this sharing.
我母亲离开我也大概有好几十年了。
My mother has left me many decades ago.
常常有些时候有意无意的那会想起母亲。
And oftentimes, whether consciously or not, I would be reminded of my mother.
人家说你八十几岁的人还想起母亲。
And you may say you are in your 80s and you're still thinking of your mom.
因为有些事情是你没办法不想的。
Because there are some things that you just can't help but think
about. 因为有些时候看见我们当中的 小弟兄小姊妹或是他们上学或是什么呢很自然的又会把我自己从前上学的时候的一些事情勾引出来的。
So when I see the younger brother and sister when they go to school and very naturally remind me of how I went to school.
我上中学 初中第 一年级的时候。
When I went to junior high school.
那时是跟日本人打仗的时候我们是逃难在中国的内地。
It was during Sino-Japanese war and we were refugees running in inland.
那时候虽然是念初中一就已经要出去寄读在学校里了。
And even though we're only junior high students, we had to board with the school.
那所以要去学校的时候。
So when we left home to go to school.
那种心情非常非常的不知道怎么来诉说。
I don't know how to describe to you how I felt at that time.
那从我们住的地方到我上学的地方，那要走六十几里路。
From where I lived to where I had to go to school, it was over 60 miles.
我不是说要坐六个几小时，六十几里路的路，是走路走六十几里路。
And it wasn't a traveling. We were not traveling by car or anything. We were actually walking those miles.
所以开学的时候，那我们就请了一个人挑了我的行李。那清早就天还没亮就离家出门了。
So that time we would hire someone to take care of to carry the luggage for me, and we will start off early in the morning.
因为我到了那个学校，挑行李的人还要回来，所以对他来说120几里路。
So for the person who was hired to carry my luggage, need to return after I got to school. So for that person, it's double the mileage.
天还没亮，我们就起行。
So we will start before daybreak.
那时候。出行的时候弟兄姊妹我上中学的时候要上的比较早11岁多就上学了。
At that time I was 11 years old, actually quite young for even that year.
我不晓得那时候为什么但是他们入学的资格要13岁但是我那个时候也不是反正就是相当程度就去考试也给我考上那就去了。
The average age at that time was 13 years old, but I was early and I was able to pass the test and I started school early.
那但是那个去就很有意思。
And on the journey, it was quite interesting.
妈妈就看着我跟着那个挑行李的人出门。
And my mom would watch me leave with a person hired to carry my luggage.
那是在乡下的地方的。
And that was in the remote areas.
那天还黑。
It was still dark.
光是就是看见人影。
You could only see the shape of the figure.
我就出门了。
I left.
妈妈就一直把我陪到门外。
And so my mom would walk me out the door.
一直陪我走到外面一段路，她实在不能再走了。
And she walked for a period of time until she couldn't anymore.
因为反正都要送我出去嘛。
Because I had to leave anyhow.
那所以她就停在那里，我就继续往前。
So she would stop and I would continue on.
我那时有一个很深的记忆。
I have a very deep impression, memory.
走两步路就回头看一看。
Every two steps, I would turn back and look.
那我回头看一看的时候呢，我就看着我妈呢，也是很定的坐在那里，盯着眼睛的看着我，就往前走。
And when I return to look, I look back, I would see my mom also staring at me.
那走了两步又回头再看一看。
After I walk two more steps, I would turn back again.
再走几步嘛，还是回头要看一看。
And I would keep looking back every few steps.
就是这样子走过了一段，一直走到好像那个天色还黑，还是那个什么都看不见，那个时候才无可奈何的跟着挑行李的那个人就 就走了。
I will walk to the point I will not be able to see anymore because it was still dark, and I will follow the person who was carrying my luggage.
我有些时候一想起，会想起母亲的时候呢，很自然就跑回这个光景出来。
When I am thinking of my mother, I would naturally think of this scene.
前几天在报纸上看到一些人写的文章，纪念母亲。
Few days ago, I read some articles on the newspaper about remembering their mom.
他说什么呢？
What did they say?
这里恐怕很少数弟兄姊妹们会留意得到的。
Maybe if only a few of you would pay attention.
我们那时候在那一个时候，我们没有皮鞋穿的了。
At that time, we did not have leather shoes.
都是穿的是布鞋，布底做的那种鞋。
We would wear shoes with cloth.
那些年纪大的一些弟兄姊妹大概会懂呢，因为在那个时候你要做这个鞋呢，也没鞋卖的，你一定是家里做的。
And because at that time most people don't buy shoes, they would be made homemade shoes.
你在家里做的时候，那个鞋是怎么做的呢？用好多的布贴成了那个鞋的那个样子，然后就用那个针线呢，把它一针一针的缝成那个鞋底，然后再做的布鞋面，就把那个鞋子做出来。那我们做孩子的就拿过来就穿了。
At that time, we would see how the shoes are made. There would be many layers of cloth, and to make the bottom of the shoes, and they would be sewed together with the top of the shoes.
那篇文章啊，就说到他怎纪念他母亲怎么为他做鞋子。
So the article was remembering how this author's mother would make the shoes for that person.
那我看到那篇文章的时候，很自然又想到我妈那个时候也都是要去上一次上学了，总要那个鞋子呢。我那个时候小啊，我记得大概一个多月就穿破一双鞋。
At that time, I remember my mother would do the same for me because at that time I would wear worn out a pair of shoes a month.
那我要去上学的时候，她最低限度要做造三双鞋给我带去。
So、at least she had to make three pairs of shoes for me when I leave home.
这个事情在那时候还是小事。
At that time, these were all trivial matters.
那现在再回过头来看的时候呢，
But when
我没有办法。能把这种感觉放下。
When I'm thinking back now, then I cannot not think about these feelings.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
那人的过去是几十年就过去，好像慢慢淡了一点，但是淡极没有办法脱离那个印象。
And for men, things would pass, and for decades past, these impressions would slowly fade, but still there would be impressions left.
但是主说
But the Lord said,
你们要常常纪念我。
You need to remember me always.
这一件事情对我们来说就不是几十年的事情。
This matter is not to us a matter of decades.
这是我们常常纪念主的一件事情，是我们不单是一生的事情，并且是永远的事情。
And to remember the Lord in this way is not only a matter of decades, but a lifetime.
我们的主告诉我们说，你们要常常纪念我。
Our Lord told us to remember me always.
那我们怎么来学好这一个常常纪念主的操练呢？
How do we exercise well in this lesson?
我是今天 早晨和弟兄姊妹交通我那个感觉，还不是说到我那个感觉的本身，而是说从那个感觉的时候引起我们该怎样受到一点的催促，来更好的去学习。
So this morning I'd like to share
纪念我们的主。
Share with you not only the feeling, but from the feeling that we would be prompted and urged to learn how to remember our Lord well.